Welcome back. My guest is Mark Abrams, and he is going to be providing his VIP experience today. Mark, if you want to take it away and let him know what we're going to be doing, that'd be great.
Absolutely. I have found over the years working with people, and myself included, that the biggest area of stuck energy in the body is in the solar plexus. That's what makes us, when it's out of balance, we're not feeling confident, not feeling worthy, right? That victim mentality type of thing, and it's really constrictive. So when we can learn to bring energy through our breath into the solar plexus, it allows that area to expand. So all of these symptoms you may be experiencing relating to the solar plexus, it's a result of stuck energy there. And what's happening is your body, there's like no consciousness in that area. So your energy is really coming up and it's kind of going around it. And it's wobbling you. It's wobbling your experience. That's what's leading to those emotions, those feelings of unworthiness and not being confident. So when we can bring it in and focus into the solar plexus, get into the actual tissue and the muscles in the area right below the diaphragm, we are infusing energy and consciousness right into there. We're expanding that space, and it allows that area to hold more light. It actually becomes more conscious, and you're going to feel more stable, more energized, more confident. And the best part about it is when your energy's stuck below, you know, from the solar plexus down, you're really living a 3D experience. When you start to open up your solar plexus, that energy frees up and it moves up into your heart. And when it gets up into your heart, everything gets alchemized. It fires up your central channel, comes up through your throat, your third eye, your crown, and you start to experience more of a multidimensional reality. So if you've been feeling constricted, stuck, this breath is going to help you start to really get aligned and get centered and get anchored and get that energy moving. And that really starts to shift the experience that you're having in your day-to-day life. So to do this, it's a pretty simple breath. What you're going to do is just sit relaxed. And what I like to do is I'll put my hand on my heart. So I'll close my eyes, I'll put my hand on my heart. I will place my other hand right below my sternum, right below the diaphragm on the solar plexus. And the reason we do this is because normally when we're breathing from the, like I said, the upper part of the lung, we're taking shallow breaths. And when we're taking shallow breaths, we're not assisting our energy movement through the body. So when we could bring it down into the solar plexus, into the lower lobes of the lungs, we're really expanding that space. Energy starts to move. Consciousness starts to flow. So one hand on the heart, one hand on the solar plexus. And I want you to close your eyes. Just breathe in through the nose. Take a deep breath. But the goal of the breath is to bring it all the way down to where your hand is on your solar plexus and actually push your hand forward. I want you to actually move it forward when you breathe. So go ahead and let's do that now. Inhale, inhale, inhale. And exhale. Okay, so you've got your hand on your heart. You've got your hand on your solar plexus. On this next breath, I'm going to count to five slowly. I want you to inhale slowly as I count, and I want you to breathe down into the lower lobes of the lungs and actually push your hand forward. All right, you ready? Inhale, one, two, three, four, five, and exhale. Now we're going to open up our heart space a little bit more. We're going to open up that space. I want you to pull your shoulder blades back and down. Really open it up. Arch your back a little bit so that we're feeling a little bit of tension. We want to feel a little bit of tension there in our back, right? Shoulder blades back down, heart space open. Hand on the heart, hand on the solar plexus. And go ahead on my five count. Inhale through your nose down into your solar plexus. One, two, three, four, five, and exhale. So release your shoulders a little bit, move them around just a little bit. So we're releasing that tension. We're bringing energy into the body. Okay. And what I want you to do is again, pull your shoulder blades back and down. Open up that heart space as wide as you can. Place your hand on your heart, hand on your solar plexus. And as I do the five count one more time, I want you to breathe in slowly through your nose and I want you to push your hand forward. Breathe right into the solar plexus. Expand that space. Your hand should come forward. Ready? One, two, three, four, five. Hold it and slowly exhale. And you could release your shoulders. Okay. So when we do that breath, what we're doing really is we are creating space within our body. We talk about creating space within our body. What we're really doing is expanding tissue within our body, muscles. We are expanding. When we expand space, all of that stuck energy in your solar plexus, for example, it's been tightened up in a ball, giving you all of those symptoms. When we bring energy to it, we expand it, it's able to hold more energy and more light. So that really helps to get you balanced and it helps to release that stuck energy. And like I said earlier, when that energy releases, it fires right up into the heart. And that's when your reality truly starts to change. You start to feel more confident, more centered, more able to tackle your day, to tackle your life. And your nervous system starts to feel a little bit more relaxed because you acknowledged it, you were present with it. So it didn't have to run around tight all day long. Just very simple breath like that. You can do that throughout your day. You're going to feel so much more empowered, so much more confident, so much more anchored.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Thank you for that. And just bringing that energy into, again, this area of our bodies, this, our energetic center where so many of us have kind of not fully connected to and allowed to be free and feel supported. And so this is a beautiful activity just to support that energy and support that vibration as we're moving forward and opening ourselves up to this higher energy. Do you have anything else you would like to share?
Yeah, I just again want to reiterate that, throughout your day, always bring it back to the body. When you get triggered, something happens that's not expected, something happens that upsets you, do a quick scan. Where am I feeling this? Where is this showing up in my body? Your body is always speaking to you. That is the bridge between your mind and your soul, right? So when we can tend to the body, think about building a stronger bridge. The more attention we can give it, the more present we are with it, the stronger that bridge becomes. It becomes a beautiful support for your divine light, for your higher self to land. And all of those magical multidimensional experiences, they just start to come forward as an effect of doing this work. So you don't need to chase any of that. You just do this work and reality starts to match the multidimensional experiences.
Yeah, I agree. Where we put our energy, that's where it flows. So we want to put it into that alignment and bringing in that highest vibration. So thank you so much again. Of course, check out Mark's bio on his speaker page, as well as you can find more information about him on his website that's also linked below. Thank you all for being here. And thank you, Mark. And also, don't forget to check out his free gift, which is a beautiful offering.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.